This is an intro. Intro, intro, intro.
Hustle and Float Chart with your boy,
my boy,
Matt Wolf
and Joe Fit.
Hey!
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Hustle and Float Chart podcast. My name is Matt Wolf, and I'm here with
Joe Fear.
And brought to you by evergreenprofits.com. And what are we talking about today?
Well, today we do have a this guy, Brian Bradley from Egoscu, is... he's going to take you on a journey, and it's going to be interactive, which is actually really cool. This guy, Brian, is he's on stage with Tony Robbins for every single event, I think, for the last 25 years, he said. Mm-hmm. Tony's a client of his, longtime client. This guy is also, or the company, basically, they help and support, they coach all different organizations of, you know, professional sports athletes, NFL, NHL, golfers, you name it. They're basically covering it all, and they're approaching basically your body. I'm not going to even go into detail now because Brian's way better, but basically most of us are doing it wrong. We have something off in our body that's kind of throwing everything else out of whack, including thinking clearly, you know, working better.
Well, I mean, you just think about the impact of these types of things on your business because, you know, the proper posture and, you know, being healthier is going to affect your brain and your mental clarity. When you're sitting all day at a computer, it's going to affect your, you know, your ability to sit and stare at a computer all day without hurting. Mm-hmm. You know, these things, they impact every aspect of your life. And that's what we're going to talk about with Brian, is how to use a very specific set of exercises called Egoscu to improve your posture, open up your hips, improve, you know, the brain function, improve being able to sit for long periods of time. And, you know, he's even going to walk us through some exercises that Joe and I literally did in real time while on the call.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we could do them while in the middle of a podcast, you could do them too. It's really good stuff and was very beneficial.
And I think this is this episode with Brian is pretty much the epitome of what we try to do on this podcast and everything that we put out as Evergreen Profits. But it's to show you a totally different way to live and work and just do everything. Everything isn't the way that it, the system that you see that, you see the media or you see the colleges or, you know, education system, the way to work 9 to 5, all that stuff that people take for granted. We're trying to show different ways of living and working so you can do it better, have more fun, make more money, feel better, live longer, all that fun stuff in one. So that's what we're doing here today. And let's cut to the episode now. Hey, Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Not a problem. My pleasure. Whatever you guys need.
Whatever we need. All right. Well, fix my aching back. I'm sitting too much.
Oh, that's too easy. Come on.
All right. Give me a lot of money. I think this is going to be one that resonates with a lot. I don't think people might realize it from the get-go, but yeah, we met you about a month ago via our mutual buddy, Marks Acosta Rubio, previous podcast guest. And you definitely, you put something in my head. It's actually been using a handful of the workouts every day since meeting you, and it's taken away my back pain along with, just feeling better in general. But, yeah, Egoscu, you're bringing some good shit to the world. And, so tell us a little bit about it and what you guys are up to.
Well, being 50, I just turned 50 in June. Thank you. I'm 1/3 of the way through my life. I never thought I'd make it this far, but yeah, congratulations to me for doing that. Thank you.
Congrats.
But if you think about that, and we weren't joking around, if we said, look, if it is halfway through your life, 1/3 of the way through your life, which, you know, stem cells are going to take us and leave us alive forever. Mm. But from a functional standpoint, I got lucky back in 1991 and ran into a gentleman named Pete Egoscu. That's where the name comes from. He's Basque and living in the U.S., Marine. Not an ex-Marine, because you're always a Marine once you're a Marine, and was injured in Vietnam. And the method basically grew out of two different catalyst events. And when I say, I won't call them catastrophic events, because, you know, then you're labeling it as, well, an injury is bad, versus we look at it as injury is an opportunity. What's it going to teach you? How to get better from it, come back stronger, all that stuff.
Hmm. Yeah.
So the first one was Pete Egoscu. He's walking through the jungles and he has a platoon with him, and the guy in the front drops his hand, puts his fist up in the air. Everybody drops. Pete walks to the front as the leader, says, "What's up?" I'm sure he said something different, but I wasn't there with him. And they see this woman take this rice bin off the top of her head, squat down, give birth to a child,
dear God,
wrap the baby up, pick up the rice, and go back to her village. He said, "That was the first time in my life that I knew the human body could basically do anything. Don't tell me that you're too injured, too weak. I'm broken. Instead, you might be slightly bent, but there's a way around it." And that's what Agassi is going to do, hopefully for your listeners, is get them to really understand that it's not a hope of getting well, it's a belief of getting well. The second event was the injuries that he occurred to his left glute, hip, hamstring, knee, shrapnel, grenade, you know, whatever, AK-47. All these things went on. Finally, the military says, "You're fine. It's in your head." He basically flips the guy's desk over and says, "It's not my head. You know, you upset a Marine, you're going to get some anger." And at this point, it was like a PTSD with, you know, I know there's something else here. And so that he picked up Grey's Anatomy. And if you've ever looked at that book, that's not how you learn anatomy. It's a tough book to read. Right. It was the only thing back in the late 60s, early 70s. And in 1971 was when the method was born, when he finally realized, "I've got to fix this myself." Starts to read the book and says, "Wait, the knee is connected to the hip. The hip's connected to the spine's connected to the shoulder. So whatever I do to my shoulder can effectively change my knee, ankle, foot." And that was the moment that the method was born, along with what he saw in the jungle, started mixing those together and said, "I'm going to try to fix myself." Gets himself out of pain, fixes a bunch of his Marine Corps friends. And when I say he fixes them, he'll tell you he didn't do anything. He just guided them to their back to their instinct about their body rather than thinking about it too much. For example, if you guys have chronic back pain, the first thing you think is, "Well, I'm in my 30s, I'm in my 40s, I'm in my 50s. Oh God, how am I going to work? Because sitting so bad for me, they tell me it's going to ruin my back," which I'm sure many of your podcast listeners are saying to themselves right now. That's me. That's me.
It's the new smoking, right?
That's what they say. Sitting is the new smoking.
Right.
Which we know better than that, because first of all, people don't need more negativity about something they can't get away from. Right. They can't say sitting's the new smoking. Yeah, good luck with that, because I know you're sitting for 16 hours a day. What if we changed it? What if we said sitting is my sport, and you would never go into a sport without training yourself for it? So let's just adopt that mentality and let's train your bones, your ligaments, your joints, your soft tissue to easily align themselves so that sitting becomes a sport and now you excel at it.
That's a freaking game changer right there in itself. Because I mean, I'm just going to speak from experience, neck pain, shoulder pain. I always thought it's sitting or it's up. It's this weird angle. I got to prop up my right arm a little bit more for this mouse to, you know, not kill myself. But it's totally wrong. It's a wrong way to look at it.
Look, it's a I was just in front of yesterday, flew home. 2 days ago, I had 9,000 people on stage at a Tony Robbins day four of his UPW event, the Unleash the Power Within. So it's my job on day four, along with Master Ko and a couple other guys, to get people out of their head and into their heart about what they should trust with the human body. So mine is just a physical end, and I get up on stage and say, "Listen, rather than up pontificating about how cool Legoscue is, and yeah, you should just believe us and sell it, I get 9,000 people out of their seats. You know what? I want everybody listening to this podcast to do that right now. Just stand up, take your shoes off, stand on your carpet or better, hardwood or tile floor, close your eyes and think about where your body weight is from right to left. Which foot is carrying most of your body weight? And then how about from front to back in each foot? More weight in the heels or more weight in the balls of the feet? Or is one foot in the heel and the other one's on the front of the foot? Any deviation from 50-50 lefty right and 50-50 front to back is a postural deviation issue that is a back issue, shoulder, knee, ankle, plantar fasciitis, digestive issue problem in the making. And then what we'll do, if you guys don't mind, I'd like to give your podcast subscribers something as a gift from you guys, from Agassiz, to do four exercises that take you less than 5 minutes. And please, if you just apply it every day, that balance will cumulatively be 50-50, 50-50. And that's the game-changing experience, because now they can feel it, they can live it, and then they can sit as long as they want on their computer building their business, building their empire, and then enjoy their empire rather than my billionaire clients who come to us with all the money in the world and they can't sit, stand, golf, tennis, whatever it might be. I mean, the list of who's who has done Egoscue is amazing.
Yeah.
Because they get sick and tired of being sick and tired and they can't just buy their way out of it.
Let's give those, we'll give those that, because I believe it's a sheet or some kind of handout we can provide to the listeners here for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll link everything up and give you the URL towards the end of the show here. But definitely, like what you said right there, I know that's how we started it out. We had the pleasure, it was a couple hours or so we had together. And we started it in your office. And I think you just had us walk a line, the whole stretch of the office there.
Yep.
And you had Matt check me out as I was walking. I did the same. I was like, wow, Matt. Yeah, I'm a good looking guy. Just watch me strut. No, but no, like the I think the right half of my body wasn't moving, or maybe that was Matt's. It was one of the two, but there were these immediate things that we picked out in each other without a trained eye. And then I think we proceeded to take a picture, you know, the alignment of our body, put kind of cross section through our hips and joints and all that stuff. And it was clear as day how there was total imbalances and how that affects everything else we're doing.
We're both cockeyed.
Very.
But you know what? You are the epitome of a small sample size of the entire hundreds of millions of people around the world that are like this, billions of people, which is why the solve for this, the answer to this has to be simple, or else everybody's going to try to complicate it, which is what they're trying to do by saying sitting is the new smoking. And by the way, 90% of your listeners sit for a living. So good luck with that. You know, that's why I try to just keep it as simple for you guys, not because you're simple-minded folk. You guys are very smart. You're good-looking guys. Is there anything positive? Are you guys okay with that? I can just keep throwing accolades your direction.
Keep going, my man.
Better?
Yeah.
Ryan, just give us the list. That's great. No, but for real, I try to just tell you that, look, because I do my stuff, I have a cumulative effect. I've lived it since the early 20s. When I was in my 20s. You guys are just starting with it at your age, and I'm so excited for you over the next decade, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, that seriously, you should be like a good wine and just get better. Because right now, if I remember right, one of you had overdosed on noacetol. Was that right?
That would be me.
That's correct. Matt. You had no ass at all. Okay. So we've got to get that butt to kick itself back into the correct alignment, but not by you sticking it out. That's just weird. And it all comes from unlocking the shoulder position and then not allowing sitting to hurt you, but it'll help you. Just look at it as another activity.
And that's, we'll dig into our experience in a little bit. And we're going to put together a little video that actually shows this collaboration, you know, what we did going through the patch, and we'll dig into the patch as well. And you'll see the guidance that you gave us, which you said it exactly right, is you didn't, you know, Pete didn't go and fix folks. He guided them. And with that guidance, I mean, you only guided us, it was, you know, maybe, I don't know, 35 minutes or so out in the patch before we left. And I'm still using that to this day. It's probably not perfect, but it's helping, you know.
Look, we're not going for perfection because at that point, people get disappointed. You know, this isn't about being perfect. It's about applying a stimulus, even to the smallest degree. The only thing I ask you to do is if you don't apply the stimulus with your feet straight, or even, let's call straight, slightly turned in 10 degrees, slightly pigeon-toed 10 degrees, just do the exercise that we provide you that way. That will trap your hip. It will engage everything we need to in what we call wake up the king, which is a major sitting muscle called your psoas, your hip flexor, which gets blamed for so many problems with people, but it's not a problem when it's awake. It's a problem when it's asleep. So we have this little saying, wake up the king. And when you wake up the king, then the king and queen, the glute and the hip flexor, can have a beautiful relationship. And then the rest of the body just comes out of there. Whether you're a Major League Baseball pitcher that we're working with, who's worth $160 million before his outside contracts hit in, or you're my NFL teams that say, without Egoscue, my injury rates are going through the roof.
At the Tony Robbins events, I'm curious of how you basically conduct this. Is there a way we could do this live on the podcast? Obviously, people driving, not so much. Is there a way that, like you just said, kind of pigeon toe slightly? Because I know that's part of my problem is my feet are constantly kind of out. You know, they're fanned out a bit. Is there a way that we could walk folks together through a couple of these things to kind of get their head going that way?
Well, yeah. It's first of all, let's put a little asterisk here and say, do not start to turn your feet in and walk around like that, because you're going to get a new pain. So these are just during the exercises. So when I give you the Egoscue Anywhere exercises, the arm circles, the elbow curls, the overhead extension, you'll hear me stress, get your feet straight or you're wasting your time. Get your feet straight. They have to be straight, blah, 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 all that. So for example, not driving right now, but when they get home, they can try this. Mm-hmm. Stand up, take your shoes off like we did with the balance test. You notice when I said the balance test, I didn't ask them to turn their feet straight. I just said, wherever your feet are, check where the balance is left to right.
Right.
Now I want them to stand up barefoot again and just turn their feet dead straight, which is, I mean, literally 5 to 10 degrees slightly turned in. Because a lot of people will think, well, my feet are straight and they're slightly turned out. I saw it on the online this morning with a chiropractor who put up a video going, oh, posture exercise fixes everything. And he said, look, my feet are straight and his feet are turned out 20 degrees. I'm like, even the MDs and DCs a lot of times can't kinesthetically put together where straight actually is.
Right.
So get your feet pointed straight ahead, fist width apart at the big toes, no wider than say 4 inches. Try to squeeze and release your butt muscles there 10 times. So just squeeze your butt cheeks together, release it. Now notice what I said. I didn't say squeeze your quads, squeeze your abdominal muscles, elevate your shoulders. I said just isolate the glutes. And 99.9%, let's call it 100% of your listeners are going to go, one's firing different than the other, and I can't seem to get a strong contraction out of it. That's very typical. Well, now if you turn your feet out 45 degrees and now try to squeeze your glutes, wow, it's so much stronger. It's so much more efficient. Mm. And that's why people's feet will start to turn out as the body's trying to find an efficient way to walk, but it's actually building inefficiency in the long run.
Got it. No, I totally felt that. That's kind of trippy. Okay. Yeah. And okay. Got that. So what else we got for us?
Well, drink a lot of water. say your incantations every morning. Like I wake up and okay, basically I wake up every morning and I tell my kid this too. He's an academy level soccer player. And I said, what do you say to yourself in the morning? And he said, well, what do you mean? I said, there's got to be a little thing you wake up and say, how am I going to attack the day? Not that the day is the enemy, but how am I going to own the day? He goes, well, what do you say? And I say, well, basically just tell myself I eat metal and shit bullets. Okay. That's what we're going to be doing. So yeah, sorry about the vulgar language. I'll stop.
You're fine.
but it's one of those things. It's a mentality going, are you going to own the day? And part of my owning the day are the four exercises that I'm going to show you, which the fourth one, dude, absolute game changer, especially when your shoulders change position. I call it the greatest abdominal exercise ever. Mm. And you're basically sprinting in place with no leg movement, but your legs are staggered in front of you and back of you. And then we switch sides. People can A, feel the imbalance, but B, if somebody were to palpate their abdominal wall while they're doing this arm sprinting movement, they're going, wait a second, why is my abdominal wall tightening up here? Well, it's the perturbance of upstairs with the arms causing the quote core to come into play like it's supposed to, rather than laying on your back doing crunches and hurting your back like you do at the gym.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay, cool. I'm like kind of doing this as we're going. Matt and I are just looking like crazy people over here.
Yeah, we were already standing barefoot in my office. So we were ready to go.
Got
but
it.
You guys, so you do have clothes on, right?
Okay, we'll leave that
as far as everybody knows.
Okay, hustle and flow. Now I get it. Okay, here we go.
So I love it. So tell us, I want to relate this to, and obviously people are people. It doesn't matter if you have your own business, if you freaking what industry you're in. What are some cool case studies or just a really cool story, maybe from Tony Robbins or one of your clients, of a transformation and how that changed what they're doing?
Well, every event I come back pumped up. Like I had a corporate call this morning with all my leaders and team people around the country. And I said, look, I just came back from this UPW. I'm getting ready to do one in Australia. The New York one's going to have 15,000 people. And Tony's been a client of mine for 25 years. That's why, you know, I have access to getting on stage and stuff like that. It's nothing special other than I'm literally, somebody says, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, I change people's lives. And that always leads to, okay, enough of the BS. What do you really do? And I said, no, I truly mean that, but this is how we do it. By changing someone's mindset about, here's an example. If you close your eyes and you picture, and again, let's get your listeners to try this. Stand up, stand barefoot or in socks, close your eyes, don't straighten up your feet, and think of the most negative thing that's going on in your life right now. You know, that could be politics, it could be partners, it could be business going down, it could be business partner screwing you out of something. It could be relationships, whatever it is. And then I'm going to ask you to give it a color. put a color around that. What color is it? So let me ask you guys, the most negative thing in the world, which might be talking to me right now because your head's probably pounding, but if it's that, let's make something else up. But if it's something negative, you don't have to tell us what it is, but give it a color.
Mm-hmm. So I gave mine a red.
So did I.
There you go.
And it's, look, I'm not going to tell your customers what, they already have their own colors, but yeah, black or red or something like that, or black with red around it. Something like that usually comes up. I don't know why. I'll let the psychologist deal with that. Now I want you guys to stand up again and pigeon toe your feet 45 degrees. So now your toes are touching. Your heels are kicked out 45 degrees, like full on pigeon toed.
Yep.
Keep your toes on the ground. And now interlace your hands and put it behind the back of your head and pull your elbows back. So your hands are on the back of your head, elbows back, as if somebody said you were going to get arrested, right? So, well, you guys probably know all about that, but leave those elbows back, tighten up your quads, your thigh muscles, and keep your big toe on the ground for 30 seconds. So now your shoulders are being pinned together, which is the opposite of the sitting position with your shoulders.
Right.
Your quads and your legs are turned inward, which is the opposite of where they're normally turned out. Your butt just kicked back because you tightened up your quad, which is the opposite of the sitting position. And you have 15 seconds left. And we're just going to wait this out. You have 10 seconds left. Tighten up your quads. Pull your elbows back. I know it hurts. This is the opposite of where your body is normally for the day. But this is a quick one-minute hack you could do when you're sick of sitting or during a conference call to get a different creative mind working. So now just relax. Drop your arms. Put your feet back out to where they are, where they were.
Okay.
Go back to that negative feeling. Close your eyes and wrap a color around it. I dare you to make it the same color.
It wasn't for me instantly. Matt?
No. Yeah, it was like yellow for me.
I had violet for some reason. Yeah.
Again, the psychologist will probably be, you guys need to sit down on somebody's couches for a while. That's for sure.
We're pretty screwed up, man.
No, but so, you know, the best people in the world usually are, but that's okay. I don't know what the colors mean, but all I'm saying is there's a mind-body connection here. So there's also a leadership connection. When you're going into a corporate meeting and you're calling into something and saying, I really want this client to buy my product. I had to do this with Tony Robbins.
Mm-hmm.
He has access to millions of people every year. Mm. And he's putting my butt on stage in front of people because he saw and understood, and yet he felt the benefit of it.
Mm.
And that's why he put us on stage. And it all came because I met Pete Egoscue back in 1991 and hooked up with Robbins in 93. That opportunity has been laid in front of me. I have to take advantage of that opportunity because there's so many people in the world, and Tony understands this, that are just chronically stuck in pain. Jack Nicklaus understands this from the golf world.
That's right.
He understands the plight that Tiger Woods is under. And I don't blame Tiger for getting sick and tired of listening to people. Since he's been 10 years old, he's had to. Everybody wanted a piece of Tiger. But if Tiger wants to break Jack's record, and Jack wants him to break his record, I promise you, I know Jack, I've talked to him. He wants him to become the greatest golfer ever. You can't fuse your back into wins. You have to get your hip to be the driver in the golf swing. And right now, you've all seen Tiger. He should be shooting a fireman's calendar. He's so ripped right now. His upper body's so built.
Yeah.
We've got to get his hips back underneath him. That is the unlocking mechanism. And it's my job to find a way in to make his physical therapist job easier, not take the place of his PT. It's to allow him to apply his work so that Tiger gets the most out of it, because Tiger's a different machine coming to the PT and to the golf range. So we went from sitting at a computer in a sales talk, picturing a different color now because we just did an exercise. The mind changes the emotion, but the body has to be the catalyst to do it, which is why there has to be that physical anchor to all of this.
Mm. So how would you recommend, I mean, you said, yeah, I mean, really, you could do what we just did right there, which is no shit. If he didn't do it listening, you know, pause, rewind and do it. You'll probably be, you know, digesting content in a whole new way as well. Would you recommend, I mean, shit, I'm sure a morning routine with this would be amazing. No more waking up on the wrong side of the bed.
It's a flat out game changer. How about this? I don't sleep well. I snore. I get 3 hours of sleep, blah, blah, blah. Try the exercise before bed. Change your spinal angle. Lay down in the same bed you went to the night before, and I will bet you sleep through the night.
Mm. Damn, that's cool.
Now, can I Matt can't get an improve ass out of this, though? I can't improve who you're in bed with. That's up to you. I'm just talking about, you know, I'm talking about making the right decisions.
For sure.
You know, we make better decisions when our mind is clear, and that's all dependent on the chemical oxygen.
Mm.
And when your head is out of position, your oxygen levels are just way lower. Your diaphragm doesn't fire. That's a 40% decrease in breathing efficiency. 40%.
Yeah. And just imagine how that relates to everything. Like you just said, oxygen in, better brain use. You know, everything's firing, your muscles and less achy. You can go perform at a high level if you go to the gym or just do whatever.
Yeah, you get better sleep at night. Right. You'll learn how to sit on your butt right. All of it, you know, it affects every aspect of your life.
There's no question about it. It comes down to mindset. It comes to, and you know, think of a book, Man's Search for Meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Victor, come on.
Frankl.
Yes. I'm sorry about that. No, I just looked up to the sky and said, sorry about forgetting his name. But literally one of the greatest books that Tony Robbins ever said, hey, have you ever read that? I'm like, no. And I kind of felt stupid. And he's like, you got to read it. Next day I get in my mail, he had Amazon primed it to my house. I read it in like a day because, and you're talking to somebody who didn't do a lot of reading, which is why I put the Bulletproof Diet in here also, because, you know, as a great book, because it literally woke my mind up when I increased my fat intake.
Mm-hmm.
I instantly understood what this guy was talking about because the way the book is written, that no matter how bad your life is, remember, we're on a major, major growth business right now. And your real estate people are on a major plus in this world that we're living in now. They're going, yep, I'm riding the wave.
Right.
But they remember 2007, 8, and 9, 10. So we're not going to have a correction like we did then, but it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
That correction is coming for sure. And when it hits, be ready for it, not just in what you've prepped business-wise, but what you've prepped physically to be able to ride the lower waves until the big waves hit again.
Hmm.
And that still comes down to taking care of yourself. The one piece of machinery you can't replace is you. Now, I know science likes to think that it does, but putting an artificial knee in does not correct what broke the knee down in the first place.
Right, it's a Band-Aid.
That's correct. Somebody says, well, Brian, when you're 68 and your knee feels this bad, you'd get a knee replacement too. And I said, yeah, I know. Hey, just a quick question for you, Joe. How old's your other knee? And so that conversation, they kind of chuckle and they go, yeah, sorry about that stupidity. And I said, it's not stupidity. You're asking great questions. I'm just here to guide you to a different answer.
Right.
And I got lucky to run into something like this coming out of college with, you know, exercise science physiology degree, athletic training hours to be out in the field, running out, taking care of athletes, and my nutrition minor. And all of those, I'm not joking. I love my universities that I worked with, but they're a joke because it's not real life. And what real life does is it teaches you, if you just get your feet straight, if you just reposition your head, your intestine will change position. And that being really the second brain of the body, once you can get that mixing with your brain and your hormones start to stabilize, it's a game changer.
My God. And that was when talking through all sorts of stuff, and we'll touch on this, but traumatic brain injuries. Let's circle back to that in a second here, but everything is connected via the hips. And, you know, I think you guided me down. You're like, hey, what's connected to the brain? The spine. Uh-huh. What's connected to the spine? The hips. Yeah, yeah. And that's also connected to everything below, like the knees and all this stuff. So if you just free those hips up, like you've been saying, psoas is being another one, it just frees everything else up and the brain, like you're talking about.
Well, I can tell you there's a couple things in relation to that. I have a good friend in Hawaii. He's one of my posture alignment specialists. We do these certification programs at the Egoscue Institute to get certified in this kind of stuff. So you can start applying it to your life, your family, open up a business, open up an Egoscue franchise, whatever. And it's called Posture Alignment Specialist. But we have one of our longtime posture alignment specialists in Hawaii, named Dustin Dilberg. Acupuncturist, holistic health guy, and then added this to his repertoire of changing lives. And we were talking actually earlier about a magnesium L-threonate supplement. Now, I have no idea how you're going to spell that. So magnesium L-threonate. And it's really good because it crosses the blood-brain barrier. But I will tell you flat out, that's a nutritional hack.
Right.
Bulletproof coffee, bulletproof diet, a nutritional hack. But I'm going to tell you flat out, you'll only get a percentage better. And that percentage might be 50, 60, 70%. But that last 30, 40, 50% is where the real game changer hits. And so the NFL doesn't know it yet, but we've cured the CTE issue. And I'll tell you why. When I say cure, I know it's a strong word. We haven't cured the CTE in the sense that, oh, you're going to stop concussions in the NFL. Not going to happen. It's right. Two guys weighing 300 or 250 pounds coming through, fullback to linebacker. Somebody's going to take that hit. Most likely both of them. Two trucks coming together. But all we're doing is put us, all we do is put a stronger seatbelt on you by repositioning and stabilizing the spine, which connects to the brainstem, which connects to the brain. And instead of looking at the cranium and its relationship to the brain, why don't we look at the toxic proteins or the cerebral spinal fluid that's stuck in the brain? So imagine this, guys. I drill a hole in the side of your head. You can't feel it. Overnight, I fill it up with a cup of water. And you're going, oh my God, my head's killing me. Yeah, because you've increased the pressure on the brain from this water that cannot be. And let's say I kink the hose or the drain at the bottom of the brain that says, I can't move this. Eventually, you get a pressure buildup because the water keeps increasing. Every day, I keep putting some water in there. Well, where's the water come from? In the real anatomy, it comes from the cerebral spinal fluid, the way that it's pulsed upward and around the brain, cleaning the brain, come out. And I'm sure there's a bazillion other factors to it. I'll let the experts on the brain handle that. But I'm sorry, this expert over here, which knows nothing about it other than the common sense Pete Egoscue version, which is, please doc, let me make your job easier by giving you the best aligned spine you can get to allow you to do the research and the work on this player's head. And I promise you, these players quit killing themselves and secondarily quit beating the hell out of people around them first with domestic violence.
Seriously.
Concussions are real and they're always going to be here. The new special about the, I think it's called Ghost, the hockey player who's now going against the NFL or the NHL. Right. I'm not going to get into the politics of whether people negate these head injuries or not. You chose to play a sport that is going to give you concussive head injuries and you've given them, by the way.
Right.
This guy was smart enough to find his own way out of this, and he's actually starting to live. What I'm going to do is I'm going to find him. I'm going to provide him the last 20, 30, 40%. And that's where the real game-changing experience comes into play. Because if you want to solve a head injury and you're not looking at the spinal hip connection as the baseline for all stability to happen, you're crazy. It's that simple.
I'm just thinking of so many things. I mean, just the brain pressure thing alone, that whole analogy, just unkink the hose below. Obviously, the input of more pressure is probably the more smacks they're receiving every day in a game. But unkinking that hose and letting everything else kind of loosen and that pressure go down in the brain. I mean, I'm just thinking how that just relates to business folk. You know, people sitting at a computer, they have a headache or they have some horrible thing happened in their business, who knows what, that's making them freak out. And they probably have a similar kink, different, I'm imagining. But either way, they need a release.
Well, let's think about it a little simpler because that's how my mind works. they're sitting at the desk. They're hunched over. Their right arm's doing all the work. Their left arm isn't doing anything, but hopefully drinking some water and not a Monster energy drink or Gatorade, because they might as well just be sipping sugar at that point and getting worse. Let's just say they're drinking their bulletproof coffee. Okay, healthy. Let's say they're moving the mouse. Okay, it's movement. What the heck? But let's say they got up and did four exercises and then sat back down. They need to admit to themselves right now, how much brain fog do I deal with on a daily basis? How much wandering do I get when I can't read a book anymore? Like, guys, you're talking to a guy who I've read maybe 10 books in my life, maybe. And I couldn't even tell you what was in them. The book that comes to mind is I read The Firm before I saw the movie. Great movie, by the way, Tom Cruise. Okay, great movie. But I read 22 books last year.
Wow.
And I attributed to, I'm not joking, that I was doing everything I could with Egoscue. And then I started increasing my fat intake, which got rid of my sugar intake, literally got rid of it. I didn't have to force it. It just disappeared. My nails grew differently. My hair grew differently. All that stuff. And I don't work for Bulletproof or Dave Asprey or anybody. but I can't, this is just what it did for me. Yeah. But I will tell you, the mix between the people that I've strategically partnered with in the sense of what works and what doesn't, like you guys are a big business guidance place that these people are coming to find out what's the next hack they can do in business. Look, just by them hooking up with someone like Mark Zacosta Rubio, who prides himself on being down, if you haven't listened to his podcast, go do it. He prides himself on being in the gutter, failed, and didn't say failure is a bad thing. Failure is an amazing thing, right? What it can teach you. Pete Egoscue, how does the human body work? I don't know. Pick up Grey's Anatomy. Don't know what I'm reading, but it makes sense. Let me try it on my Marine Corps friends because they're just dumb enough to let me do it. All of a sudden, these guys, and I'm not calling Marines dumb. So no, I'm just telling them that these guys are saying, I'm going to let this big guy linebacker come over here and do this work on me. But yet it felt better. And imagine what you could do when you're sitting in front of a desk and all of a sudden the brain fog disappears because your head repositions itself when you're sitting, because we gave you a $10,000 ass sitting in a $2 chair when you were sitting in a $2 chair with a $2 butt. I mean, that's the goal. Is, remember, your chair was built by the lowest bidder. I'm sorry. But we've got to get you a different hip and spine position to put you into that chair to give you the most out of it. Remember, sitting is a sport, train for it.
Yeah.
I don't look at you guys who sit for a living, I'm sure. I don't look at you any differently than I look at the guys that I work with in the NFL or my Major League Baseball players or my pro golfers or any other pro sport. You are the same. Hmm. They just happen to be putting a couple more zeros at the back for throwing a football.
What are you talking about, man? I'm a big star.
Yeah.
No, I know you guys are still putting zeros at the back because you're successful. I'm just talking about you're not getting smacked in the head every day either.
No, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, well, Matt, do you want to ting your ass?
I do.
Okay.
Right now, I'm at about a $2,000, I think.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, better than last time I saw you. That's good. 2,000. I'll take 2,000 right now, boys. And just remember, it is cumulative.
Yes.
The stuff that I can do at 50 years young is amazing, even amazing to me sometimes, going, I can't believe that I did a plyo jump from the floor up to a box. I can't believe how high I actually got up. And there's 25-year-olds that are going, dude, what are you training for? And I say, well, you know, I have a 16-year-old soccer player. I referee some soccer because I'm trying to actually bring the real spirit of soccer back to the sport. And I play competitive table tennis on the national level, which I did get beat by an 11-year-old kid in the quarterfinals. I just want to let you know, but
damn.
I'm not bitter.
But I mean, that's not a joke, because you're a total badass when we're on the patch, which let's touch on that after this. You were doing exactly that. I don't think you were going all out for us, but at the same time, you just demonstrating the moves, everything that you have. I don't know, what are they, like 20 different moves?
Yep.
You were just rocking. And I was like, holy shit. Yeah. And I saw some previous videos before we even met. And I'm like, I'm kind of scared. I feel like I'm in pretty decent shape, but I'm going to get my ass whooped right now. And proceeded to definitely get my ass whooped. But I felt great.
You know what my goal was with that? Yes, I wanted a shock value. Plus, you know, Marks was like, you got to get him on the patch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Marks, do you hate these guys? Like, one of them may end up in the hospital. But I listen, it's not about how hard you go. Look, Egoscue only believes in low intensity interval training, LIIT, not high intensity. High intensity is great, but on a dysfunctional frame, it equals injury. How many people do you know that are getting hurt by CrossFit?
A lot, myself included.
Is it CrossFit's fault?
Nope. Well, now I know, no.
Exactly, I'm leading the witness here. Yeah. You're right, it's not CrossFit's fault at all. It's a $1 billion industry, and I'm on a personal mission to save CrossFit. And I've never even stepped into a box, not once in my life. But I know what's missing. The alignment is missing. And it's not even their fault. You get a guy who sits in front of a computer building his business for 16 hours that day, says, all right, day's over. I owned it. I made $7.2 million this day. Unbelievable, great day. I made $20,000. I lost $30,000. Whatever the result may be, they go to a CrossFit and they don't get their body out of that computer position and their head repositioned, whatever they're going to do is actually shutting their adrenals down, increasing their oxidative stress. Their cells are not healthier. They're wondering why they're fatter, or they're wondering why they're tighter. I am so sick and tired of watching women in the gym work out on ellipticals, and a year later, their asses are bigger. I'm sorry. It is not their fault. They believe that that machine was supposed to burn calories. But what they're doing is they're taking their sitting posture into that machine and they're blocking up their lymph system, which is why the hip keeps getting wider and their thighs keep getting wider. Or to guys, your gut and your side rolls keep getting wider because our lymph system is no longer draining upward, and that's how it should work. And that's happening. And that's why when somebody, excuse me, ma'am, how much weight have you lost? Yes, I'm so successful. I lost 25 pounds in the last 3 months. Great. Are you happy? Yep. I'm stoked. Well, why? Because I lost all this fat up here. Hey, can I ask you about the side of your hip here and your lower abdominal area? Are you happy about that? Well, no. Now we really hit them where it counts. And look, remember, your friends tell you what you want to hear.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what you need to hear. And it may be painful, but I can tell you flat out, it's not one of these things that you look at and say, I'm not here to hurt her feelings. I'm here to be truthful because the magazines are lying to her. The magazines are lying. Men's Health and all these great magazines, they're putting out useful information. But look at the cover. Become this guy. Become this girl. Become this guy. I'm sorry, it's not the truth. It's not the truth. You guys are the truth. Your lives, your kids, your family, your work schedule, your this. And every one of your listeners, the same thing. They don't need more stress on their plate by saying, okay, eat 10 times a day and you got to get up and do this type of workout 4 days a week. And by the way, your knee hurts, I know, but suck it up and get through it.
Yeah.
It's not CrossFit's fault. It's not the elliptical fault. And it sure as heck isn't the woman's fault or the guy's fault for not losing weight where they would like to. It's their body isn't keeping up with the demand, and that you keep pumping water into something with a closed lymph gate at the hip, you're in trouble.
Mm. So at the end of the day, that's really what we're trying to open up there, is that lymph gate.
That's it.
And that's, got it. Okay. And that connects everything else, drains all the extra crap that's getting stagnated. I mean, I can just speak from experience, like, because I think Matt and I both drink butter coffee or Bulletproof coffee every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a higher fat type of diet, low sugar, no sugar really for most of the time. And like you said, instant increase, but layering this in there, and I've done some other postural stuff that are slightly different, but same-ish vein, you feel absolutely freaking amazing. And just a little movement too, you know, splitting the day up a bit. I mean, just these little compounded efforts, like you said, and this is just scratching the surface.
Yeah.
Well, radically there's a changing. Lot of postural experts out there.
Yeah.
And I applaud them. I really do, because 20 some years ago, I said to Pete, how are we going to do this with just you and me? And he's like, we're not. And I went, really, what are we going to do? He said, we're going to own it. We're going to open up the doors and give it away. Give information away. Because the smart people will start to resonate with this. There's a guy named Gray Cook, good friend of ours, client of ours. I'm on the same speaking circuit, blah, blah, blah. Physical therapist, loves it, has the company FMS, all this stuff. And he flat out said, it took someone like Pete Egoscue with no blinders on and no medical training whatsoever. Remember, he's a Marine Corps major with a political science degree. To come in with no blinders, no preconceived notions about human movement, to actually open the doors and open our eyes so that we can then take our expertise and tie it around that thought process. So everybody you hear who's in the postural world, everybody you hear who's in the strength and conditioning world, who's actually making a difference, they have a baseline in picking up and reading the pain-free book from Pete Egoscue, which is 21 years old this year, still on Amazon's top 300 books of all time. I think it might still be their number one book for holistic back pain care.
Wow.
And you look at that and just say, how does a book that's 20 years old, we were talking about the rewrite and all this stuff, and you know, we're moving down that road, but it's so iconic. I almost don't want to. Like, let's let it be 50 years old and still changing the world. Heck, like, you know, some of these older books we hear about.
Right.
Yeah. Now, let's go back to the patch for a second. Can you kind of explain what the patch was and sort of why you have people do those movements specifically?
Yeah. Remember, there's a group of people that are ready for the patch, and there's a group of people that I think need to do Egoscue first and then get to the patch. So let's just be clear. With you guys, with you meatheads, when you showed up in my office, I was like, you know what? Mark's told me to give him a lesson, and I'm going to. You know, so that's why I joked with you and said, we're going to the patch. You're like, yeah, I saw the video. This is not going to be fun.
Right.
But I didn't kill you. I said, let's just take it at our own pace.
Yeah.
So if I could take your whole audience thousands and thousands and thousands upon, you know, thousands of members to the patch and say, look, Joe, you're 65 years old, you're 40 pounds overweight, you have high blood pressure. Let me show you three moves at the patch that are game changers for you. Hey, Mary, you're 28 years old, you're a Kona triathlete. Let's take you to the patch and teach you something else as it relates to movement. Well, the benefit is that I can take them both, show them at different intensities, which is why I always mix different people. So if you guys were to come up to the patch and I had Trevor Hoffman there, Dave Roberts, John Lynch showed up, his son showed up, who's going to play ball at Stanford, and all these. Let's say I mixed a bunch of high-end athletes with us. The three of us are going to go, oh boy, hopefully we can keep up. And I don't want you scared. I want you guys just to look at it and say, you know what? I'm going to work at my own pace. Bradley told me there's no judgment on this. And by the end, you're doing things that they can't do. Imagine linebackers and quarterbacks from the NFL coming in and working out with you. And you're able to balance in the bear crawl position on that patch because your ankles don't have to deal with three knee injuries that these guys did the last 3 years.
Sure.
So all of a sudden, I call it the great equalizer. The patch is, you're talking to a guy who did play in the band in high school because I broke my leg in football, couldn't play one of my years. And so I enjoyed it. I was friends with everybody, blah, blah, blah. But the band was a cool experience because you got to meet a different group of people than what I was used to in the athletic realm. One of my favorite experiences in life. So I take the band member who plays the saxophone, who's 40 pounds overweight. I'm just giving you the generality of that.
Yeah.
To the quarterback who's 4% body fat and is going to Stanford next year. And the trumpet or sax players is going, I don't want to be judged. And I say, listen, I'm not judging you. Let's just work out. And everybody becomes friends. Now I have the quarterback who's now talking to him, which helps on the social side. But here's the more important thing. The saxophone player, non-athlete, is able to do something that Joe, the quarterback, isn't able to. And that's the first time in life that kid's been empowered physically to say, well, Brian said that he would choose me for his team first. And it's not a joke.
Yeah.
Like, we've got to become a nicer country. And it's kind of, I know it's, oh, Brian, you're so all over the place with what the patch does, but I'm telling you, it's the great equalizer that literally, if I could bring everybody down to the table and just work them out like that, where everybody was high-fiving when they're done, you let me put one in the, in Congress, I'll get both sides working with each other.
Oh, okay, hell yeah, you will.
That's pushing it, but let's see what we can do.
Oh man, I would like to just go head to head with Trevor Hoffman, period. I just grew up watching that guy as a kid.
Love him. He's a stud, and you should have seen him when he was at his peak. He came into me one day and he's like, yeah, here's my mom. Let's work with her. Just, you know, good, great guy.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, I'm on IR because of this. I'm like, you realize, look at your shoulder position. Then we ran him through a couple things and he started throwing the next couple days.
Hell yeah.
But the athlete is told you're injured. You need to sit for 3 weeks because that's the ankle or elbow injury. When our protocol is, put the body back into alignment, give it an organic way to heal itself. Whether you're a chair athlete or an MLB athlete, I don't care. It's the same body.
Yeah.
Just slightly more dysfunctional. Remember, bent, not broken is the belief system. I'm bent, not broken.
I freaking love this stuff. Now I can see why you're going to live till, what, 150 years or something you said, based off of your math. It was somewhere around there.
Yeah, it's around 150. I haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
So here's another quick question. So if somebody has like specific injuries, how do you decide which exercises are best for those injuries? And the reason I ask that is because, you know, when we came in there, you kind of watched me walk across the room and then come back. And then immediately you had me lie down on the floor and put my feet up or my legs up over on a little box or something, and sit there with my palms out and lie there for a couple minutes and actually felt excellent. When I stood up, I felt great. But I'm curious how you decide, like, okay, you should be doing this movement and Joe should be focusing on this movement.
That's a great question. A picture doesn't lie. So let's say your people listening to this podcast say, I'm different. What about my case? I can talk to them blue in the face about, I don't care where your pain is. I care what caused your pain. Now I start that with, I don't want to discount your story. So hear me out till the end. I don't care about your pain. I do care about your history, but your symptom that you're dealing with right now is just a signal, just an opportunity. Yeah. But I have a herniated disc and I just had two back fusions and my knee's osteoarthritic. Those are all facts. Those are objective findings that the allopathic world told you exists. My job is to interrupt that and say, why don't we allow them the best opportunity to get you well by balancing out your system? Because if you have a sprained ankle on your left foot and then you blow out your left ACL, eventually you're going to have right-sided symptom because that's now your favorite side. Mm. Jack Nicklaus's hip injury, the NFL guy that I worked with this morning, who he's 2 weeks post-op with an ACL tear, non-contact, running down the field in OTAs, beginning of the, you know, their spring season,
yeah,
and blows out his leg just by running.
Jesus.
He was perplexed by it. But it's because 4 years ago, he blew out his left side and never rehabbed that hip. So all of his weight's on his right side. That's his favorite side. Our job is to say to your listener, I do care about your symptom from a story. I'm not going to discount it. But from a way of going about it, I almost said treatment, but I can't stand the word treatment because that means something's broken and needs treated. Mm-hmm. Let's just say needs a slight adjustment. That comes down to you putting in a little bit of work. Mm. So the saying, for example, how do I find out which exercise to give you? A lot of times it comes down to seeing what you look like. So if your listener said to me, but I'm special, hey, we'll put a link up there where they can get a hold of us via email. They send us some photographs, front side, back side, left side, right side. Let us do a quick assessment of that. Hook it up to our proprietary EPEAT software system and see what the software system then says for us to do. Because what we're trying to do is take the thinking away from our therapist, which will build the connection between the therapist and our company and our client. Hmm. So we have a slogan, connect and correct. Well, we put connect first because we want you to really build that relationship with that customer, not be an expert. Nobody right. knows the human body like the person who's living in it. So yeah, I may see that your knee is doing this, but you may say, yeah, but when I walk with my hands behind my head, my knee doesn't hurt. Why the heck does that happen? That's because the body's connected as a unit. So all we have to do is like what I did with you guys. I've been doing this long enough that I know what the EPEAT software is thinking. Well, with my new therapist and our growth model, I can't wait 25 years for a therapist to get that good. Mm-mm. I want them to be good in 30 days. Let's let the software do the work, which we put hundreds of thousands of dollars into our software EPEAT to build a best-in-class system that literally is going to change the world once allopathic starts to adopt it.
Mm. Was that the camera and all the yep. tracking movements and all that stuff?
Yep, you guys saw how we use, yeah. you know, we use the Kinect camera, 3D, blah, blah, blah. We have some better options maybe coming down the road, but I'll leave that up to our tech geeks to do that because yeah. they're finding ways, no lie, that are going to be so much more efficient. And it gives us a 3D picture of your body oh, and says, man. Yes, he might not be able to put his weight on his wrists. So here are three options for you. And then my therapist will choose from that, talking to the customer, build that relationship. And well over 40 to 50% of my business is done via Skype or FaceTime.
Wow.
Which is amazing to me because look, I'm 50, I'm old school. I want to see you in person.
Sure.
But I promise you, you know, I see Tony once or twice a month over Skype because he travels so much because he's a $700 million man, soon to be the $1 billion man because he's feeding the world. He has that underground railroad against child sex slavery, all that stuff.
Right.
It's amazing what he's doing. It's my job to help him stay at the top of his game and keep him functional. When I say me, this is not Brian Bradley. This is a Goskew keeping him at the top of the game.
I love it. No, and I love the fact that you said the connect and then correct. And I mean, that's just a good life lesson in general, business and everything. Rapport first. I mean, without that, I've been through, you know, a couple gyms, so many different ways to correct my back. And it's like, unless I actually trusted you or you prove something in advance, like you know, like you offered here, like you send some pictures your way, you'll give them a quick little rundown. The follow through is just through the roof, the opportunity there. So, love it. I think that's amazing. I want to be respectful of your time too.
Yeah,
make sure that we don't go too far here.
Let's jump into that list of books that you mentioned earlier. Yeah. So, I know you said you had a stack of 9 books you wanted to give shout outs to that you found very impactful.
Yeah, because I know people are always looking to better themselves with books. And, you know, my newly found ability to read at the age of 48 and a half, I finally learned how to read in my first third of my life. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I was that guy who suffered from that attention deficit before it was labeled that. You know, I would connect kinesthetically and, you know, I was horrible auditorily, you know, with people. But if I could get in front of them, I could sell ketchup popsicle to a bunch of women in red and white dresses. It's easy because I could connect with them. These books have absolutely changed everything, you know, in the sense of I have 10 books, actually. And the first is Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. I can't stress enough how great that book is. Mark Acosta Rubio put me on to Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Mm-hmm. Simple book. Remember, I'm a simple mind. Absolute game changer. I mean, that's one of those things that my kid, I make him read the book. And I said, listen, I need you to read this book over summer. Oh, Dad, school's over. Here's $100 to start it. Here's $100 at the finish line. Finish the book. And so the kid's like, I don't care what I motivate him with. He's like, good, for $200, I get to read a book. Yep. And then we're going to sit down and we're going to do a little synopsis. I want to know what you learned. Give me 3 takeaways. Mm. Game changer for him. The 80-20 principle. Great yep. book. The 4 Agreements. Absolutely. That's a book. Well, I read that. I'm probably on my 5th time through that book because you always pick up something new. Wow. And I write little notes. I don't dog ear the pages. I write little notes beside each thing going, oh, you know, this is something I could do next time I do a talk. This is something I could do next time I'm interviewing somebody.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Pain-Free book with Pete Egoscue. You read the first 3 chapters of that. Your belief in your symptom, your identification with your symptoms should change psychologically and emotionally from there. At least get you to think, maybe I don't have to live this way. Hmm. Because me telling you you don't have to can't be the truth until you experience it. And then the stuff from the book may help you out. And then if you want to send us some pictures via the link we'll give to you guys, we'll take a look at it, no charge. We'll just give you an idea of what we think is going on. And either A, work from the book or work from Skype or come to see us in person. We have 25 locations, you know, in the US and yeah. That's enough of pumping Egoscue. I will tell you the latest book by Liz Wiseman, Multipliers, How the Best Leaders Make Everyone Else Smarter. Absolutely how every one of my clinics should be running from this point out. Multipliers. You're either a multiplier or a diminisher. Which one is it?
Right.
And a multiplier makes everyone else around them smarter. So for example, let's say I work for you guys and you guys are, yep, we're at the top of the world. Hustle and flow is 1 million people every day coming to it, blah, blah, blah. We're cashing in left and right. I get it. But we're helping people so we feel good about it. Great. Right. I come up with a way and say, guys, do you realize that if we were to do this, this, and this, you know what it's like? It's like that FedEx or UPS commercial where they say, do you know that we could do this by separating this and putting our shipping over here? And somebody says, wait, that was the mail guy who told us that.
Yeah, that's right.
Expertise can come from the mailroom. And this book, Multipliers, talks about that. If you are always the leader trying to make it your idea, that's why you're frustrated in growth, because it's always going to be you. Tell people and pump them up. Give them the ability to come into your office, even if it pisses you off. Have them start it out with some NLP saying this, boss, this one's going to sting. And that preps you for it. But remember, no judgment, as long as there's no judgment from them. If they say, that meeting this morning was this. The CEO of my company, I had a talk with him this morning, and I'll read you the text that I sent him. We had like 15 people on this phone call. I sent him this text. Let me see here. I know you know this, but in capital letters, I know you know this, but great call, brother. Clear direction and inspiration. And he writes back, right on. We are really digging in. Progress forward, it never stops. And the reason why I do that kind of stuff is I need him to understand that he's being supported by everyone around him. And me being an artist, I am not a CEO of this company. I'm an artist. You put me in front of somebody, I'll talk him into it because they have to feel it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit down and talk metrics and KPIs with people all day long. It's a good way to put me to sleep, but I value them. I very much value them, which is why I'm going to give your people something to do. Even if they don't ever do any business with us, they can learn from these books. They can learn from the exercises and just help the people around them.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
I think I have 2 more here. The Bulletproof Diet by Dave Asprey. We talked about that before. And then Tony Robbins' Unshakable book. That's his finance book, which literally shocked the world. It was the smaller version of the much bigger book, Money, that he did.
And both are amazing. Yeah.
They're both great books. And then I have The War of Art, Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles.
Yep.
And then another one called, one of my favorite sayings of all time, wherever you go, there you are. And that's a great one because you get people who say, God, Cincinnati sucks. I can't really do business here. They don't really accept me. And then they move to LA. I'm going to go to LA and I'm going to be in Santa Monica because that's better for me. And then 3 months later, God, did I make the right move? Maybe I should move to Naples, Florida. Wherever you go, there you are. So something about that person in the middle, maybe that common denominator is what needs to make the improvements. And that's when you look at these books, take them, do take what they say personally, but don't judge what you find in yourself. It's, if it's something different, that's where the book, like the Four Agreements, is so killer. Because if you adopt those principles, it's an absolute game changer.
Now, I think the big thing you said, you hit it on the head again, is no judgments. It's not a you problem. They're not pointing a finger. It's judgment free. I mean, that goes for any learning, any feedback, even though it's sometimes difficult in certain situations.
Look, life. Nobody ever said life was going to be easy. They say the divorce process never ends, and when you have kids, it's worse than death because it never ends. Well, I'm sorry. Every divorce I know has been a 50-50 problem. So one of the things that happens, for example, men, in my opinion, we're just big, dumb, weak animals. And trust me, I'm a fan of dudes. I won't break the male code. I get it. I'm a dude. But if we could just label it as we're just not that smart, we're really not. We have to have great females around us, whether it's in our relationships or in our business, because they see, hear, and understand things differently. They literally see things and understand things differently. I have one brother and three sisters. So I say I was raised by girls because my brother was much older and he played golf and great athlete, all that stuff. But these girls, I was around 24/7. And so you get to listen and see things. I'm like, wow, that's interesting. Why would they say that when it sounds like a successful situation to me? And they're coming in saying, yeah, but what about this? Because that's how they go about their business. That's how they think of things. So I can't stress enough. There's strength to both genders. And anybody in their head who goes, I have all the answers. Yeah. How's divorce sound to you?
Yeah.
Because it's coming.
And you run away from that guy. Yeah. I'm with you, man. No, it's all team and in my house, I'm surrounded by feminine energy everywhere, including the chickens I have.
it's true. And that means, Joey, if you have chickens, let them roam the yard, let them eat the worms, because that's going to give you a much better grade egg. If you feed an egg, if you feed a chicken a vegetarian fed diet, you're going to be inflamed. So when it says hormone free, antibiotic free, 100% vegetarian egg, put it back on the shelf.
Yep.
You want the egg that's pastured, meaning it has a chicken that literally forages for its own food, and then you can supplement it with the farm-raised food. You'll get a much different egg. If it's not orange at the yolk, put it back.
That's right, man. That's exactly what we do. They're always roaming. Unfortunately, a few of them passed away with this last week.
Go back to Rocky when Mick had him chasing the chickens. That's what you guys need to do. Start chasing your chickens around. You should be fine.
They become docile after a while, like dogs, and then stop running from you. But
I'm just going to start asking you every day, Joe, did you chase your chicken today?
Did I chase my chicken?
Just because it sounds funny. Did you chase your chicken today?
Try to catch me, big man. It's not going to happen.
That'll be our next video, and I'll send it to you, Brian.
I love it.
All right, man. Well, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything to wrap up that we missed that you just want to get out there? We've said a lot. It's all been amazing.
No, just increase your water intake. And, you know, when you're eating food, talk to your food a little bit before you eat it. Thank it, bless it, all that stuff. And I know that's a little corny. And I don't mean that from a food metaphor. I'm sorry about that little pun I gave you there. But seriously, somebody looks at pizza and says, God, I shouldn't be eating this. I guarantee you, you've just triggered the fat absorption mechanism in your body. I love pizza. I love stromboli when it's made right, like back east where the bread's amazing. But I can tell you, I don't view it in my body as a negative. I have a stromboli sitting in front of me. I go, God, this is going to be amazing. Thank you for giving your life pepper, onion, cheese, bread, whatever, because I'm going to eat you and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it.
It's going to be
and my body
amazing.
Fat may not be 4%, but who cares? Mm-hmm. I'm also not rocking 30%. So I'm healthy. My blood levels are great and I enjoy the food. So take the judgment away from the self and judgment away from the food and you'll be much happier about this. You know, Egoscue isn't about the physical. It's about the tie-in to the mental, emotional, physical together. It's that happy triad. And once we can get you to just take the judgment away, I mean, that's why the discussions about Pete Egoscue online are so amazing, because he's all about live in the present, don't self-judge. And he's gone through this, guys. And the last thing I'll leave you with is because he fought the AMA and the California Medical Board, stood up from a meeting and said, I am not diagnosing pain. I am providing the world, including the allopathic world, a better way out of this. And that's the road that he had to forge for all these guys now who want to make it their idea that they created this. I know the truth. This guy fought all these medical systems And it was an angry Marine that it needed to be that way. And then, of course, he met the right woman. She changed his life, and he became just a big cuddly bear. That's it.
Oorah. No, I love it, man. I thank him so much because, yeah, even if folks haven't heard of Egoscue yet or before prior to this show, I'm sure some influence of Pete's made it where they probably heard of, I don't know, a handful of other people online or in some books. So no doubt in my mind there.
Yeah, if they just Google pain-free, we have the market on pain-free. You'll see the book come up. You'll see the clinics come up. We do have clinics nationally, internationally. I have 10 more in the making already, like Singapore, Bangkok, Miami, New York. You know, we have them domestically and international. Monterey, Mexico's opening. We have Polanco, Mexico City. So wow. We have Japan, Tokyo, Nagoya, but 25 in the U.S. We try to get this to be an hour flight away from any of our clinics. Well, now we want it to be, I want it in your backyard. Because if you want help in the middle of State College, Pennsylvania, I grew up right near there. You don't have anybody who's in that area that opened up an Egoscue clinic. Now it has to be done via Skype or drive into my Philadelphia or my DC or my New York clinic. We got to end that. So our expansion plans are huge, but we can't do that without quality people. So, you know, you guys, I really appreciate the time on the show because, you know, it's going to put some awareness out there. And anybody who's serious about it for themselves or anybody they know, just please give out the information. I'll get back to you guys. You can have a landing page for the URL. I think it's egoscuehustleandflow.com. Mm-hmm. And that'll be where we can give people the information. We have Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. My personal one is The Brian Bradley on Facebook. Instagram is The Egoscue Method. And mine personally is The Movement Nerd 50, because I have to celebrate being one third of the way through my life.
There it is, man. Well,
we're going to link all that stuff up in the show notes so that you don't have to, if you're driving in your car, you don't have to memorize all those links. Just go to the show notes.
And check out the video of Patch, too. You'll see what we were talking about. That's also in the show notes.
Oh, you guys are going to post that, aren't you? That's going to be huge. Wow, you guys are brave. I love it.
You don't care, man. I mean, we're as we are as we met, you know? That's the way we roll. Well,
that's what I love about it because it's all about the listener. This is not about you guys and you're hosting a show and you're that important. Right. That's why I agreed to do this because what you resonate is the mindset that Acosta Rubio puts out there too, which is just educate people, just give them the chance to be, have, live a better life. His coaching stuff is amazing. Yes. I mean, as you guys have probably understood, it's amazing when you get somebody who knows their stuff and just gets you out of your own way.
And when we signed up for his coaching, we thought it was business. No. It's life. We're starting with the shit that's probably the hardest possible, but you know, and then we met you and then there's so many more openings. It's been totally life-changing, no joke at all. So appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. I know we've gone over time, but I could sit here and talk for another 3 hours, but your listeners are going, shut up. Give me the notes.
All right, Brian. Appreciate it, man.
I'll catch up to you later. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. And I hope you just enjoyed this episode you just listened to. Now, right now, before we sign off, I have a few things I would love for you to do. So the very first thing is to go find our guest on Facebook and tell them that you loved their episode with us. That's going to help them just feel good about themselves, but also it's going to spread the word a little bit more for us. So go find them on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook and go say that you love their episode and maybe one cool thing that you learned there. The second thing is to go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast. Just look up Hustle and Flowchart and hit the subscribe button. And the very last thing, the third thing, is to leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast and help us spread the word more. That's how more people are going to get this awesome knowledge, this cool podcast training, and a whole bunch of other cool free training that we give out at evergreenprofits.com. So that's about it. Go find them on Facebook, go subscribe on iTunes, and leave us a review. You would be amazing if you did that, but you're always amazing. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.